Okay. One thing, one pertinent story for the 90s. I was in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1992, and I was there for a day meeting with a bunch of hardware store owners. And so I fly in, I take a cab to my meeting location. And as I'm leaving the Little Rock, Arkansas, and this is during the 92 election, there's a big banner on a chain link fence as you leave. It says, Arkansas is Bush country. And at that time, of course, Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas. So I go to my meeting, the meeting's wrapping up. And then I'm saying goodbye to the people. I just had met them. So there's a guy, an old guy, called Tommy Warren. He's probably in his mid-60s. So I was talking to him and just kind of shooting the breeze with him. And he goes, Bill, yeah, how are you getting back to the airport? I said, well, I'm going to take a cab. He goes, I live near the airport. I'll just drive you. So I get into his car. We're leaving our meeting. We're driving. And I told him, I said, Tommy, you know, it's the strangest thing I saw. I'm leaving the airport and I see this big banner that says, Arkansas is Bush country. My name is said, welcome to Arkansas, Bush country. And so Tommy's driving, he pauses, he goes, you all Yankees have no idea what you're going to do. You're going to vote that man in as the next president of the United States. And it's going to be the worst thing that's happened. You got to understand that we fired him twice. And that he's lied to us many times. And then what you're all going to find out that he's just a pathological womanizer. And that was before he was elected. And I remember I'm just like, wow. I was speechless. You all Yankees don't know what you're gonna do. You're gonna vote him in the office. So, that's my story about the 90s.